This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A proposed bill would use a new heavy vehicle fee to raise money for pedestrian safety projects. Research shows that heavier vehicles are more dangerous when they hit walkers or bikers, but bill sponsor Senator Lisa Cutter says the funding mechanism may change.
I don't know that that's going to be the way that we'll structure the fees, but it is true that heavier vehicles do cause more deaths, and so we're just looking at various means of working that through.
Last year, a record 115 pedestrians were killed in Colorado. An interim legislative committee considers the bill today. A Westminster police officer fatally shot a man Sunday night during a neighborhood dispute. Officials say police were called about a man being held down by a group of residents. When officers arrived, police say they used a taser to try to subdue the man, but that didn't work. The man allegedly pulled out a gun and one officer opened fire. Officials haven't said what started the conflict. A new AAA Colorado survey says more than half of Coloradans are planning to travel over Thanksgiving or Christmas. AAA's Skyler McKinley says travelers should book flights soon for the lowest prices.
If you know you're going to go somewhere for Thanksgiving, book now. If you know you're going to go somewhere for Christmas, book, no later than this time next month.
McKinley says flights tend to be cheaper on off-peak travel days. More than 40,000 drivers received warnings for weaving in and out of highway express lanes on I-25 and C-470 around Denver. As of this past weekend, those warnings become penalties with fines. Fines for crossing solid white lines into the express lanes start at $75 and go up from there. This is CPR News.